No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. All right, we got a jam 5 game predictions into about the next 10 minutes. We're going to start off with Kansas State, Colorado. I already gave my prediction for Ohio State, Oregon. Jake said that could be the college football game of the year. And he's not wrong. Man, if it's better than that Bama-Georgia game was, we are talking about a game possibly of the century already. All right, Kansas State, Colorado. Here's a few interesting nuggets. Let's start with Colorado. They are awful at running the ball. They're 126 in the country. Their leading rusher has 80 less total rushing yards this year than Kansas State's third leading rusher. Okay. Did that make sense? Did that come out right?
Yeah.
Their leading rusher has 80 yards less than Kansas State's third leading rusher. Mm. Kansas State is the number 7, talk about complete opposites, the number 7 rushing offense in the country. All right, and this is where I got to actually give Shedeur Sanders some credit when it comes to being a college quarterback. He has no run game to speak of, no help. By the way, Colorado, when it comes to protecting the quarterback, they're 109th in the country when it comes to pressure rate allowed. Now, conversely, they can make some big plays. Kansas State is 108th in the country in big plays allowed, and most of those have been through the air. Here's where I almost wonder if being Deion's kid, plus it doesn't help that, you know, Shedeur hasn't endured himself to a lot of people, including me. I stick by my NFL statement, and if I'm wrong, hey, I'll eat crow one day, no problem. But as far as a college quarterback, no run game to help, running for his life, the defense has actually improved at Colorado. Here's an interesting stat. A season ago, 14 different players either had 100 rushing yards or 100 receiving yards against them. Do you know how many players have done it this year so far against Colorado? Hint, it's less than 14. Mm. Or this is a terrible point. 0. Mm. They're not great on defense, but they're better. They're awful at running the ball. They're awful at protecting the quarterback. Yet he's top 10 in the country and passing yards, total passing yards. He's top 10 in the country in touchdown passes, and he's top 15 in the country in completion percentage. So for anybody who thought I was just bashing Shedeur Sanders, no, I get my honest opinion. I don't like the way he conducts himself off the field. He's not a leader. But his play, with the lack of help he's receiving on offense, is going under the radar, I think partially because people are sick of Colorado and because Deion kind of overshadows him and his, you know, some of his actions off the field haven't endured himself to people. As far as a college quarterback, I somehow think he's actually underrated. As an NFL prospect, I don't think he's a leader in the locker room, and I actually think he's overrated. I know that may not make sense to some, but it makes sense to Jake because I can tell by the look on his face. I wasn't even looking at him when I said that. All right, Kansas State's a 4.5-point favorite. This is a coin flip. Kansas State's a team that lost by 29 points to BYU, yet a lot of people think they have the third best odds to win the Big 12. But a lot of people think they're the best team in the Big 12. Iowa State's undefeated. BYU's undefeated. By the way, BYU's the only team in the country that's undefeated, beat 2 ranked teams. And then I know some people who think they don't even belong in the top 25. Our guy, Josh Pate, one of them, by the way. That blows my mind. Yet he's got Kansas State, who they beat by 29 points in the top 25. Kansas State did outgain BYU that night by over 200 yards. And they had four turnovers. That's why they lost. All right. I'm going to go. Kansas State's just not been good on the road. They almost lost to Tulane. They got boat raced in Utah, but then you think it's Utah when they played at BYU in Provo. I'm going to go with Colorado. I'm actually rooting for Colorado to do good because it makes us look better.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
And I like when Dion's teams are doing better because I find him intriguing. All right, let's move on. USC Penn State. This is a bad matchup for USC. They are small. On the defensive line, Penn State's one of the best running teams in the country. All right, Nate Singleton, Catron Allen, they may not throw the ball great just yet with Drew Aller and Julian Fleming. They might break out at some point, too. Eventually, sometimes colleges just have a breakout game. I don't know if this is a breakout game for Penn State throwing the ball or not, but they can run the ball. USC can't stop it. Penn State's one of the best defenses in the country, top three. Okay, USC's offensive line is all redshirt freshmen and sophomores outside of the center. The one thing that makes me, there's two things that make me nervous. This is the most athletic team Penn State's seen all year, USC. Also, Penn State is traveling a long way, and they're facing a wounded USC team that needs a win. They are a wounded animal backed into the corner. They're either going to win this game and be a dangerous team the rest of the year, or they're going to lose and stick a fork in them. They're done. It's one or the other. I am taking Penn State. But I'm not taking the points, the spread. I don't even know what it is. If it's more than 1 point, I ain't taking it. I'm taking Penn State. All right, what are the other two games? Texas, Oklahoma. Texas is favored by 14.5. I'm taking Texas. I'm taking the over. Oklahoma's defense is the reason this game could be interesting. There's a chance they could potentially stifle Texas a little bit. Maybe you get a defensive score or two like they did against Auburn. They won that game a couple weeks ago. I'm going to take Texas. I'm going to take the over, and I hope this game is much more competitive than I think it's going to be. I forgot to mention Kansas State and Colorado both are coming off byes. Dion is 1-5 versus ranked teams, but when you look back at last year, he's still building that program in fairness. LSU, Ole Miss. Ole Miss is the favorite. Here's what makes me nervous, and even though I think Ole Miss is the better team, Jackson Dart, they're the number one passing offense in the country. LSU's defense is the 93rd pass defense in the country. Everything about this sets up for Ole Miss to win the game. Here's what makes me nervous. LSU's off a bye. Ole Miss has played for 7 straight weeks. Ole Miss is at home. I'm sorry, LSU is at home. Ole Miss is coming off back-to-back 2 straight road trips. If Ole Miss wins this game, it's all the little intangibles that scare me. I think Ole Miss is the better team. It's all the little intangibles that scare me. They're the number one sack team in the country. Pressure rate team in the country defensively, Ole Miss is. The thing that scares me is everything stacks up in LSU's corner from home field to bye week to not having, you know, played a bunch of close games recently like Ole Miss has and a couple of rough losses, I might add. LSU's had a couple of close games, but the bye week is huge. I'm going to take LSU because of the intangibles, the same reason I'm taking Oregon over Ohio State. We got any time left, Jake?
Just one little bit of time. I did want to let you know there's one more text on the Sardar Hamann text line.
What do we got?
Says, I hope you know that the shirt you're wearing is just the best shirt ever. That sport is just amazing from your favorite daughter.
Oh, which daughter?
I don't know. Your favorite, I guess.
They all claim to be. This is not. I'm not even making this up. They all claim to be my favorite. They walk around. They don't even say favorite daughter. They say favorite kid.
Hmm.
My guess is Trinity. She's the biggest soccer fan in the house. That would be my guess. I've got four kids that play soccer, four girls, and I've got a wife that coaches club soccer. I had no idea I'd spent so much freaking time at a soccer field in my life, but I love it because I'm watching my kids. I'm watching my wife. This is a 2XL. Looks like it's medium. But yes, I am a proud soccer dad, ladies and gentlemen. All right, anything else, Jake?
No, just quick shout out from Marcus. Says you're one of the top five Nebraska players ever, one of his favorites. So.
Oh, wow. Marcus, is that his name?
Yep.
Highly intelligent. Thank you, Marcus. You can send in as many texts as you would like. I hope everyone has a phenomenal weekend. Go Big Red. And man, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to sit my butt on that couch and I'm watching college football all day, baby. Until next time. Till Monday. Go Big Red Norse. Remember to throw the bombs.